It's Rochelle Osmond here. I'm with Josh Angove at the moment. He is the 2019 recipient of the Gary Sansom Scholarship that is through AgriFutures. Just wanted to talk to you today, Josh, to just find out what receiving that scholarship has meant for you.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. The scholarship itself mainly provided tremendous opportunities to interact with industry people and other academics, which you may not get, especially being from Adelaide, the old small country town down there. Opportunities down there are a little bit limited, so being awarded such a tremendous opportunity through AgriFutures has just opened so many doors, and they've sent me to the Australian Poultry Science Symposium this year, where I presented some of my work, and the outcomes from that, I think I've collected, I can't even tell you how many business cards and that, so just those opportunities really open so many doors for you and just create that connection and really get your name out there. So I'm not a stranger in the crowd anymore. People recognize me. And when you move forward in your career, that's obviously, it's not what you know anymore. It's who you know. So yeah, that's really the major thing that I've received from that scholarship.
No, that's really positive. Thanks, Josh. And I just wondered if you could tell me how you went about actually applying for it. Like, what did you actually have to do to apply for the scholarship?
Yeah, definitely. So my supervisor forwarded it to me and said, you should apply for this. I think you would be a good candidate. And it's just it's an online application, and you fill out basically your previous history, educational background, where you went to school, what degrees you have, and then you explain your project. And because AgriFutures really have an industry focus, they wanted to know how your research may impact the Australian industry and what outcomes might be able to come out from the industry. So you had to formulate a little application there saying what your project was, what you did, obviously a timeline of what you were doing, and then what the outcomes from your project could be for the industry and how they may benefit from those findings. So. And then you just submit that and cross your fingers.
No worries, thanks. So obviously being chicken meat focused, so if you wouldn't mind just giving me a little brief idea or indication of what your project is and what it is contributing to the chicken meat industry as well.
Yeah, so my project itself is a little bit novel, so it can be hard to explain, but it's the idea that the environment a breeding animal encounters can lead to permanent phenotypic alterations in the offspring they produce. And a good example of that is the chicken meat breeder industry. So these breeder birds, are feed restricted, and for good reason. They do this to improve reproductive outputs and improve the overall health of the birds because they live a lot longer. But the ramifications of that, and particularly the stress levels that these birds encounter as they are hungry majority of their time. I'm trying to work out what the effects of that stress-associated hunger is on the offspring that they grow, even when we grow those offspring in the exact same conditions. So, yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
No, well, thank you very much. And it sounds like it's definitely a very good project that has been supported by this scholarship as well too. So it's really good that we're able to provide such good opportunities for young students to come through that are contributing well to the industry. So thank you very much for your time, Josh. I really appreciate it.
No worries. I will just say one thing. Just for any future people that are thinking of applying, just have a crack, because you don't know what opportunities it will open up for you. And it's opened up so many for me. And I'm very, very thankful for receiving the scholarship. And I really do believe that it will assist anyone that really wants to work in the chicken meat industry. So thank you.
Thanks, Josh. So for anyone that's interested in applying for the Gary Sansom Scholarship, they can apply through the AgriFutures website.